It's nice to have your company on a Wednesday morning, half past seven. Great to have Ash Brazel with us. She's a star with the Magpies and Super Netball this season because the footy season's gone, even though she dominated with the Magpies in the AFLW as well. But she was back on court on the weekend. It was a bit of a loss for the Magpies, as it was for the Vixens, but I'm sure she'll fight another day. Ash, good morning.
Hey, Half, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the intro.
I'm tired thinking about you at the moment. Have you had any time off, Braz?
No, it was, I think that's what happens when you're playing AFLW, first time making finals. You realise pretty quickly that there's no week between the finals and round one of netball, but it's worth it. But yeah, I think hopefully next year, same thing happens.
So you've got to be able to tune out at some stage to keep yourself mentally fresh, because as you well know, and as do I, the AFLW bubble is quite an intense period of time when you're in there doing your thing, and then you've got to compete at another super level of netball, super netball, funnily enough, straight away. I mean, mentally, what do you do to give yourself a chance to breathe?
Well, I've got a son, so coming home, I definitely have a lot of time to breathe, and he keeps me on my toes, I think, more than footy and netball at the moment. But I think, yeah, footy and netball, there's just two different vibes, and to be like completely honest, when I joined footy, I was, you know, I've always loved netball, but I think going to play footy and being around a different bunch of girls, training being completely different, it's actually made me love netball more than I ever could. So, yeah, jumping from one to the other, I think it's been one of the best things I've ever done, not just to make me fitter, but just the enjoyment of sport.
Well, it's an amazing thing, Ash, being able to do both and juggle everything. What's it like trying to turn your mind from, as you mentioned, the different training and what's required on the footy field, and then almost immediately or very soon after having to switch your mind into netball mode? Is that a challenge for you?
Well, it's not like one ends and one begins. So when I'm playing AFLW, I'm doing a full netball pre-season. So I'm doing both in the same day. So you learn pretty quickly how to do it. And I know it's such a different game. The field's a lot bigger than the netball court, but there are so many similarities. I don't tackle that often in footy, so I'm not really worried about tackling on netball. I try and run away from people on the football field. But, yeah, I guess there are differences. And I think for me, I noticed it more this year coming back from, like, my knee. The first game of netball, which was on Saturday, it was my first game I've played in 18 months, a proper SSN game, and it was the first time I was like, oh, the warm-up's weird, it's shorter, the court's weird, and just getting my timing right on the netball court. I think, yeah, that game was probably the biggest eye-opener of how different it is, and just really made me realise how quick netball is. And how nice it is to be on the field and how it takes a while for the ball to get to one end to the other.
Got a tiny bit more time on the AFL field.
Very nice.
So talk to us about that ACL injury, Brazen, as you're coming back from that. Have you got full confidence going into the netball season with that? Because it is a confidence thing, being able to rehab that always for any athlete. Has that been something that you've found easy?
Well, at the moment, my knee is great. I think the one thing that was really good is I got held back with footy. I thought I could have come back a fair bit earlier, but we just wanted to make sure it was right, knowing I was then going to go into a netball season. And to be completely honest, like, I honestly feel like I haven't done my knee before, which is a weird thing. I've spoken to a lot of people that have done their knee, and a lot of people talk about you, like, you always know that you've done your knee, and it always feels different. But I got to rehab my knee in a very different way, and at the time I thought this is going to be the hardest thing I've ever done, because it was through COVID. I didn't really start rehab properly with a physio day to day until 7 months, because we weren't able to, one, leave the house with COVID, or two, get into a physio that I hadn't seen before, with the netball girls obviously being in Brisbane for their championship. But it was just, yeah, so during those first 7 months, and my wife being, I guess, my trainer, my support staff, everything, and doing gym out of the spare room, I questioned everything, just not knowing if I was doing the right rehab. And I guess when I did see a physio, it was over Zoom. And then 7 months, finally got to go back in the club, be in a proper gym, see a normal physio, see a doctor. Then they told me I was really far behind. So, yeah, I questioned it then, but then I just really focused on what I had to do, and I feel I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been in. So that's nice. And I got to, I think with netball, like, where were my weaknesses, and focus on that. And, like, the goal was to come back as a different athlete. And I'm going to give myself a couple more games in the netball to see if that happens, just to get the speed, I guess, back. But, I definitely felt really comfortable on the footy field.
You kind of touched on it before, Ash, talking about, you know, the fact is it's been such a long time since you've played netball that I'm just interested in finding that love again for the sport, because you went through a bit of a love-hate relationship with the sport there for a while. Are you going to be a better player, do you think, as a result of finding that love for the sport again?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like, that I found that love, like, when moving to Collingwood, and just, I guess, having a different scene, different training environment, one adding another sport to it, like, so many different elements. But, like, my wife describes me as a geek, because, like, I just love netball. I love footy. I love sport. And if I could play it forever, I would. But there's always going to be, like, your challenges, and I think that's what makes it. And like we talk about, my last game before I did my knee was with the Diamonds. And to have that as my last game of netball, I think that was really the driving force with my rehab, because I was like, that's the goal I wanted. Like, I worked so hard just to get there. We pretty much just moved away from Fever, which is a team I loved, to play for Collingwood, just because at the time the coach was telling me I had to pretty much change teams or change something to make the Diamond side. So moved, like, my family to another state just to make this team, and 4 years later got that opportunity and loved it. So I was like, okay, I'm not ready to let this go, and I'm definitely not ready to retire, because having that 12 months away from your sport, being stuck at home during COVID, I think a lot of athletes don't really understand what it's like to retire until you retire. But last year, I felt like I retired and no one had told me. And it was not fun, guys. Like, I was not ready. And I think that's quite nice to have that, I guess, perspective.
Yeah.
Before you actually do hang the boots up and go, nah, I'm done. And I think I was talking to Brooke and just saying, like, for me, every game from now is a bonus. And like, one, I get to play in front of my wife and my son. But two, I get to play the sport I love, and like, I want to do that for as long as I can, because there's in netball there's only 80 players in our league that actually get this opportunity.
That is true. It's a small pool, really, of the athletes across the nation, and that's why you're such an exceptional athlete, Braz. The weekend, though, didn't go to plan. 67-56 against the Lightning. New coach Nicole Richardson. What'd she say about that performance?
Yeah, she wasn't happy, half. Yeah, I know, I don't, like, you know, I think it was pretty disappointing for us, because we train better than we play, and, you know, you always think training's definitely harder, but when you can't then perform, you know, it's obviously disappointing. But it's round one. We're a new group together, and, like, I feel new. It's half the team I haven't played with before, and there's definitely a lot of work on that we have to do, but at the same time, as much as Richard was upset, she sees the positive in everything. And to have a coach that's just as passionate, if not more passionate, than the athletes, I haven't really had that before. So it's nice to have your coach cheering on the sideline if it's positive or negative. You know, she's got your back no matter what. But, yeah, different game next week. And I'm actually excited to play away. And for me, I guess being back in round one, like, was my first game with this super shot where you can score two shots,
yeah,
and 2 points, and, like, that changes the game so much. And I don't know, I go out to, like, win and win by a lot, so if I was a goal attack, I'd be taking that 2-point shot every shot I get. But these netballers, half, they don't do it. Cheryl, I'm not sure what it is. Everyone's going for the 1-pointer.
Safety goal,
passive,
safe goal, is that
risk averse,
safe.
Yeah, on the edge, guys. Put the 2 points
on the edge. That's right. Braz, you come into this netball group, as you say, there's some new faces in there. Maybe this first round didn't quite go according to your plan, but when you slot yourself into that midcourt, where do you see that you bring the most value to the group? Sometimes we're seeing you run through that centre position, sometimes in wing defence. What do you like the most? Where do you bring the most value?
I'm actually trying to play wing attack at the moment, but Richard said not giving me a bar of it.
All right. Is that just another step forward to the goal attack, yeah, so you can put up that 2-point shot?
I I respect you guys as goal attacks. I could never do it.
Oh, so now that you're being put on the spot, you wouldn't put up the 2 point. Interesting.
All goalers shoot like 100 goals a game a day, just to like, if not more. Like, you guys can do it. Just do it.
Sorry. Anyway, back to you, Rose.
But I'm actually really enjoying centre at the moment. It's different. I think the last couple of years I've really focused on like a shutdown wing defence role, and that's like, as much as I love that, and it's I can do it with my eyes closed. It feels so natural. I think being, I hate saying it, but an older athlete going into the centre position, I'm still much more, so much I have to learn, and I'm really enjoying like that learning factor. And now playing alongside like Kelsey Brown and like Molly Jovic, and Mel Bragg, like they're all such brilliant players that we can swing everyone around. Yeah, for me personally, like I'm really enjoying just learning the centre game. And when you've got a shooter like Shimona Nelson, who can just jump as high as LeBron James, like it's quite nice that I don't really have to put any touch on the feet. I can just put him in there and she's hopefully going to pull him in.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to, I reckon, for Magpies fans and Super Netball this year. Didn't go their way in round one, on the road to the Giants in round two. Looking forward to seeing how you go, Braz. Always great to chat. Be good.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Ash Brazel.